This fall, fall in love with Cozy. Nothing says autumn like wrapping up in the rich, warm colors of Minky Couture. From golden ambers to deep burgundy and rustic browns, Minky blankets bring the beauty of the season right into your home. Perfect for crisp evenings, family time, or gifting someone special. Fall in love with Minky and shop your favorite fall colors today at minkycouture.com. This fall, fall in love with Cozy. Nothing says autumn like wrapping up in the rich, warm colors of Minky Couture. From golden ambers to deep burgundy and rustic browns, Minky blankets bring the beauty of the season right into your home. Perfect for crisp evenings, family time, or gifting someone special. Fall in love with Minky and shop your favorite fall colors today at minkycouture.com.
Welcome to the show about food, fun places, and the mayhem of life. It's the Tyler Glenn Show.
Coming up on our Taste of Tuesday today, Jelly Roll. Oh, he is going to be the headliner at this year's Country Fest, but do we get to have Jelly Roll for half price at Dolphins Country Fest since he's half the man he was? You should see the weight loss on this guy. Not only that, this is a fun video to watch because his wife, Bunny, makes this video of him shaving his beard. Oh, my God. His family's freaking out. I remember one time my dad did that. My sister cried. I remember that. It's like, whoa, Dad, you look different. And, you know, my dad had a beard and mustache for over a decade. I was probably 13, 14 years old. She'd be 8 or 9. Just walking in. Hi, Dad. Start crying. Cloned meat. Okay, folks, it's time to talk about it. I've kind of been avoiding it for the last few days, but no, it's coming. Cloned meat is a thing. What is cloned meat? This is not a conspiracy. It's the real deal. I always promise you the truth. We'll get to the truth. We're going to get to the bottom of what cloned meat is. Is it bad for you? What does that mean exactly? Is it fake meat? Is it real meat? What's going on? Why are we doing this? Is it going to bring the price of beef down? That'd be great. Speaking of prices, boy, inflation numbers came in yesterday, and good news there. Inflation is pretty much normal. When you take food and housing out of the mix, we are pretty much back. It only took us 6 years from COVID. 6 years, 2 weeks to flatten the curve, and it took us 6 years to get by, but we still got two things left to get back to normal. Food and housing. Once those come back to normal, we should return to your normally scheduled life in the affordable way. You knew it in 2019. I was over Tim Hortons, as promised, decorating some cookies. I had some fun when I got there. The Humane Society was there. They were there. They were there with their with puppies, dogs, puppies and babies, in tow. Oh, puppies and babies, babies and puppies. Oh, we're going to decorate some cookies, take some pictures of puppies. Again, the Humane Society is the local charity in Brandon that's going to benefit from Smile Cookie Campaign this week, okay? When you go to Tim Hortons of Western Manitoba, look at the tails on these dogs. Just wagging away.
Eyes of yours,
they're... Oh, they're so happy to be there. They're so cute. They're like, okay, let's get these pictures over with. I got some scratching and sniffing to do. Scratching and sniffing. Let's get over here. Get by. Trying to wrangle the doggies. Wrangle those. Look at, they're so good. Okay, take our picture. Like kids. Even dogs are like social media kind of. Look at them. Look at it. Just take my picture. Take my picture. So adorable. And so then we got to decorating the cookies.
La 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 la. Joy to the world.
Yeah, see, you gotta get in the spirit of it. Yeah, joy to the world. Get them all done up. Look at how perfect those look. And, you know, it's interesting because it ties into our Taste of Tuesday today. I think Co-ops of Westman saw my talents of cake or cookie decorating. And we have got home cookie decorating kits to try out today on the show for Taste of Tuesday. How awesome is that? I am the master. Look at that. Aren't I good? Tell me. Tell me. No, your smile was a little crooked. What? What? Come on now. Dauphin and District Community Food Bank is going to be helped. In Verdun, the Verdun and District Health Auxiliary. In Musiman, the Musiman Visual Arts Center. And in Neepawa, the Neepawa Health Center. This goes until Sunday. TimHortonsWestman.ca. And you can get your smile cookies until Sunday. It is get yourself into a nice hot tub. In the hot tub. Creasy Hot Tub and Billiard, sponsors of the Tyler Glenn Show. Jacuzzi Hot Tubs of Manitoba. Black Friday sales are on. But time is running out for you to hit the Christmas delivery deadline. Ask about 0% financing, savings of $8,000. You know, you can get into a jacuzzi hot tub for the same payment you're paying on your cell phone right now. Ask for the details with the great staff over at 2500 Park Avenue. See Devin, see Frank, 2500 Park. Also ask about the jacuzzi massage chairs, the billiard tables they've got there, the games, the gift items that'll be perfect for Christmas. That's Creasy Hot Tub and Billiards, Jacuzzi Hot Tubs of Manitoba, 2500 Park Avenue in Brandon. And Leon's Furniture Superstore, 3635 Victoria Avenue in Brandon. The Black Friday early sale ends tomorrow, but the holiday price guarantee doesn't end. No, if you make a purchase in-store or online between November 1st and December 31st and the price drops, they'll refund you the difference, including Black Friday and Boxing Day. And free delivery on $7.99 or more, and other than the taxes and the fees, take 3 years to pay with 0% interest, 36 equal monthly payments. Ask about it at Leon's in Brandon at 3635 Victoria Avenue, and you can check out the flyer at leons.ca. So cloned meat. You've been seeing this maybe in your news feed, and you've been rolling your eyes thinking, yeah, right, cloned meat. What is this exactly? What is going on here? What is happening with the cloned meat? So, do you remember when cloning was first a thing? We had the sheep. When was this? In the 90s? Where they cloned the sheep. And basically, they had duplicated the sheep. They took the cells from one sheep and made a totally new sheep. They have done it with animals other than sheep. And, of course, we're talking about cattle mainly. Sylvain Charlebois, who's the director of Dalhousie University's Agri-Food Analytics Lab, you hear him being quoted all the time as the food professor. Health Canada will allow meat from the offspring of cloned animals to be sold in Canada without labels. This is coming in a matter of weeks. And so you're not going to know. When government is not forthright and when they're not transparent, it really creates a sense of secrecy, and people start thinking, oh, man, it's not good for me. Health Canada basically approves pretty much everything you put in your body. So they are very strict. They do have a lot of rules when it comes to, you know, things like processed foods.
So Health Canada was going to move ahead,
Charlebois,
considering the offsprings of cloned animals, not the cloned animals per se, to be sold without any labels, without any risk assessment whatsoever. Also, Health Canada doesn't intend to send out a press release to let Canadians know. So there's a lot of unknowns here, and I think a lot of Canadians are caught by surprise. And if you look at social media right now, a lot of people are a little upset by the fact that these products aren't going to be labeled at all. So you and I won't know whether or not the product actually is coming from cloning whatsoever.
So do you think that it should the labels be on there? Do you care? We've got questions, and we wish that Health Canada would just provide some answers for us.
Well, the intent, I mean, it's essentially cloning is about optimizing the genetic pool of a herd, I guess. If there is an animal out there that you feel that has actually provided to the market, you know, the perfect steak with the perfect marbling, yeah, you want to
we all want that.
Recreate that animal.
Yeah,
that's
of course.
What cloning is. We're not talking about lab-grown meat here. That's totally different. Cloning is about optimizing animal genetics, essentially. So it's by cloning another animal that is perfect for the market, and you do that instead of just going through artificial insemination, which is really the conventional way to do it.
Okay, for artificial insemination, so you got a turkey baster, and I'm not going to go into the great details of how we do the artificial insemination, because it's quite a journey through the back barns of the cattle farm. But I think the key thing to keep in mind, again, from Tyler, I always make every attempt to tell the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth. And cloned meat is not fake meat. That is the number one thing you need to take away. That is a different thing. That is fake meat. You know, you have a 3D printer printing a steak. That's different. This is a nice, beautiful cow that has all the marbling you could ever want, and we want to duplicate it. Copy is made.
The science is pretty clear from a food safety perspective. There shouldn't be any concerns at all. I mean, there's actually a lot of literature on this issue the last 25 years, but the science is not really the problem here. It's the silence, really, I think, because if you're concerned about cloning, you'll know that there's some trial and error. So if you're an animal welfare activist, if you care about animal welfare, you may be concerned about cloning in general. We do label halal products, kosher products, and a lot of people are wondering, well, why not clone animals as well? So that darkness within the supply chain is making a lot of people feel uneasy.
Yellow Jacket says they also said that GMO is okay. Now they've labeled items that say non-GMO. I think they need to label this also. Too many people, not enough cattle to feed everyone. Short answer. Bring in the grasshopper protein. It is coming. We will be moving away from cattle in 3, 2, 1. I think that seems to be the reasonable answer here. Can we just put some labels on this stuff? Come on.
Yeah, there's been no clear direction.
Yeah, come on, some labels.
Labeling this. That's not good.
Exactly.
Yeah, I would want to know, just out of curiosity, if nothing else.
I would too.
Because it might taste different.
Honestly, I think we're again repeating the same mistake. We saw that with GMOs back in the 90s.
Oh, look at that.
Entered our food supply, and now we have
several
people concerned about genetic engineering, and we're not labeling that. There's a voluntary labeling policy in Canada for genetically modified ingredients, but it's not mandatory. And again, we're just not allowing consumers to befriend any technological advancements within the supply chain.
Health Canada began its consultation in 2024 to gather feedback from Canadians on cloned meat and said, everything's good. Yeah, I don't remember seeing that. However, the change would remove cloned animals from the definition of, quote, novel foods, ending a requirement for pre-market safety assessment for mandatory labeling. Clone products could eventually be cheaper for the industry to produce. There we go. That's what I wanted to know. Is it going to be cheaper? Yeah, if it's going to affect the price, I mean, that's going to be one of those things, too, that's going to, you know, people are, they don't care if it's going to be cheap. And the price of beef right now, we've kind of got a perfect storm. If I was at the store and had steaks, big, beautiful, juicy red steaks, and said, I don't know what this is, not sure where it came from, it looks like a steak, it smells like a steak, probably cooks like a steak, and it's $3 a pound, people are going to rip it from my hands. They're just going to take it to the till, and they're going to ring it through, because some people just want to have some meat to eat, and it's so expensive right now.
This fall in love with Cozy. Nothing says autumn like wrapping up in the rich, warm colors of Minky Couture. From golden ambers to deep burgundy and rustic browns, Minky blankets bring the beauty of the season right into your home. Perfect for crisp evenings, family time, or gifting someone special. Fall in love with Minky and shop your favorite fall colors today at minkycouture.com.
Attorneys, when it comes to real estate, wills and estates, and corporate law. So if you're making some changes to your business, want to incorporate, see our friends at Applaw Office at 642 18th Street, Unit A, across from the RBC. Murray Chevrolet Cadillac Buick GMC, Westman's number one EV dealership. More chargers are coming up all the time. More and more people are making the switch. As the popularity of hybrids continues, so do EVs. More and more people are making the switch to get away from gasoline completely, to get away from their auto mechanics. They're breaking up with their auto mechanics. There's hardly any moving parts in these things. So You know, you're saying goodbye to your auto mechanic, essentially. However, if there is any kind of warranty work or any issues at all, you can rest assured they've got a fully trained staff for EV repair and maintenance with Murray Certified Service. Westman's number one EV dealership, they can answer all the questions you have. And you've got a lot of them, so bring them to the dealership. Get them answered from the horse's mouth. 1500 Richmond Avenue in Brandon. Westman's number one EV dealership is Murray GM, where they put the power in your hands. And the Elkhorn Resort Clarksville Nordic Spa. Quick reminder that Thursday is Thursday. A chance for you to be out on the patio. 18-plus event. They've got music playing. You can have some drinks out there. Your phones are allowed at the Clarksville Spa. That's only on Thursdays. Live music from Jacob Provodsky Duo is coming up this weekend. And Fall Market. There is a Fall Market happening at the Elkhorn Resort. This Saturday, it's a Fall Market vendor event from 11 a.m. until 5 p.m. Zumba classes with Solange LaBelle go on the 24th, and there's wine tasting on the 25th. ElkhornResort.mb.ca. U.S. Department of Agriculture says 2026, brace for $10 U.S. a pound for beef. And I'm like, what? Do you realize that's like $14 Canadian a pound? How are these burger places going to survive? If a quarter pounder is going to cost $5 just for the patty to go in the burger, I don't know how they're going to do it. I don't know. So the inflation numbers came out yesterday, and largely it's pretty positive, 2.2%.
StatsCan says the cost for that fill up has been coming down, in part as motorists switch to less expensive winter gas blends, along with another big factor.
This is still being affected by the removal of the carbon tax earlier this year.
So the carbon tax does affect the price of things, or it doesn't? Because they take the carbon tax away and things get cheaper. But they're going to change the inflation numbers on food. Watch, see if you can notice it here.
Store prices also coming down, falling more than 0.5% from September to October. Well, year over year, prices are still up 3.4%.
So grocery prices from month to month are down 0.5%. That is a new number. That is your inflationary number year to year. So either are grocery prices up or down from year to year? And they're up 3.4. You know this. You know it because it hurts when you go to the grocery store. But now they're going to do month-to-month numbers to make it feel like we're at least going somewhere in a positive way.
Maybe I've seen some small relief in some areas, but like, yeah, still generally higher than they have been.
A lot of things are definitely still pretty expensive. Some things are definitely a thorn in my side, like the price of beef, for example.
The one-month fall attributed in part to the elimination of many counter tariffs on U.S. products, though notably some items getting a lot more expensive. Cell phone plan prices rising around 7% year over year, as did home and mortgage insurance and car insurance.
When we talk about stickiness of underlying inflation, insurance is really a big issue, and it's a big issue right across Canada. And I'm sure most homeowners and vehicle owners are really feeling this.
Rent also up 5% year over year.
Meanwhile, the numbers released today has economists now betting the Bank of Canada will hold interest rates steady for the rest of the year.
If you got to eat it or you got to live in it, it's still way too high. And I don't know when it's ever going to come down. So we got to hang on tight and hyper local. You know, support our local as much as we possibly can and support each other. Quentin says, thank goodness our leaders passed a budget last night that will make things better for all of us. It must be absolutely rock solid. Great days ahead. I can sense the sarcasm. All we can do is really hope for the best. You know, Jesus, take the wheel. Get some gingerbread houses. This is the gingerbread house decorating kit. You know, you just pour yourself a nice glass of rum, you put the Christmas music on, and look at that gingerbread house kit ready to rock and roll at your local Co-ops of Westman. So hours of fun for you and the family. And because it is Taste of Tuesday with Co-ops of Westman, let's open this puppy up. So here's the kit. Inside the kit, everything's pretty much ready to go. Now, I know what you're thinking. You're thinking, well, Tyler, I can bake cookies and I can buy candies. Yes, you can. Yes, you can. But look at this. This comes with everything already here. It's so easy. This is what I like because I'm all about easy. Couple of bags of candy. I've got candy stars, candy balls, and the icing isn't too sweet, which is awesome. And they're fun to eat, fun to make, and fun to eat. But I want to put them on Instagram and be a star cookie decorator. I was decorating smile cookies yesterday, fun in the snow cookies. At your local co-ops of Westman, lots of fun to be had. Santa will leave you a note. Hey, where did you... What happened here? Your fun in the snow cookie decorating kit at co-ops of Westman, Heritage, Pemina, Twin Valley, Valley View, Boundary, and Hamiota Co-op. It's also fun to watch those Christmas movies over and over again. 100 times over again. Home Alone is a popular one, isn't it? Pebbles is Home Alone 1 and 2. Cindy likes the animated Grinch. Really? I like the Jim Carrey one. The Jim Carrey one gets me all the time at the end. I'm leaking. I'm leaking. At the point I'm leaking to the Grinch, you do have a heart of gold. Yellow Jacket, the original Miracle on 34th Street. My daughter loves that one. She loves to watch it in black and white, too. Go figure. 22-year-old, connected to the internet, TikTok world, all the technology available at her fingertips. And there she is watching. She likes that and It's a Wonderful Life in black and white. Tracy says Home Alone, Polar Express, Rudolph and Frosty, Christmas Vacation. Oh, my God. So you just like start on the top of your list and watch it and then get to the bottom and then watch it again and again and again. Usually it's one or two movies that I can watch 100 times. Christmas Vacation, I feel like I can. That's my Christmas movie. It still holds up pretty good, too. Jeff likes Home Alone 1 and 2 like Pebbles does. Chris says The Ref. Sharon likes Miracle on 34th Street. Daryl likes The Sound of Music. Dion likes One Magic Christmas. Michelle likes Just Friends. Not sure. Susan and I are Christmas Vacation freaks. Gerald likes Jack Frost. Oh, I don't like that one. Will says Die Hard because it is a Christmas movie every year. Someone has to say it, right? Corey likes Ernest Saves Christmas. He could watch it 100 times. Y'all, how you doing there, Vern? Marty says The Grinch. Martin says A Christmas Story. That was Amber's favorite, Christmas Story, because that's where it'll shoot your eye out. Robin says Polar Express and Jim Carrey's Grinch. Oh, I forgot about Polar Express. Dawn and Maureen are in for Elf, so is Matilda. And it won't be long before you're going to have all that Christmas baking done. Now, you can do some of it yourself, but let me tell you, the odds and ends, you have got to see our friends at Kuiper's Family Bakery. And today I want to tell you about butter tarts. Now, they too have cookies. They've got monster cookies. They're world famous. They are incredible. You'll be looking at the cookie wondering, what is in this? It tastes so good. So I do invite you to give them a try. But I was in there last week and got butter tarts. And the thing is, they come in two sizes. Regular or holy cow, this tart is the size of my head. It's really almost like a pie. Certainly a mini pie. They've got tarts, they've got cookies, they've got breads, they've got buns, they've got sweet treats, they've got sausage rolls. Kuiper's Family Bakery, Brandon's favorite bakery. You've got to go see them at 1411 First Street, just north of the First and Richmond Corner next to Tasty's. Sunrise Credit Union, what is going on over there? They gave away $5,000. David Swift, who does his banking at Sunrise Minnedosa Branch, won $5,000 in gift cards to be used to get fuel at his local gas station. Now, in the months of August and September, David got an ag loan or mortgage, and by doing so, he was automatically entered into the Fuel Your Future contest. Remember us talking about that? Fuel Your Future! And Sunrise Credit Union awarded 3 lucky people with $5,000 each. The 2 other winners were Duncan Bell of Melitta and Nevin and Laura Maines of Boisevane. So 3 winners, $15,000. They've got their fuel bill taken care of probably for this winter, next, and probably the one after that. From our friends at Sunrise Credit Union, sunrisecu.mb.ca. Way to go to David, Duncan, and Nevin. And our friends at Headley's Health Hut, this cookie talk is kind of torture for those who have gluten disease or some folks who can't take a lot of sugar. Well, you know what? Let me tell you something. Headley's Health Hut is a great store to know if you're looking for gluten-free products, gluten-free cookies and snacks. Same with sugar-free. Looking for high-protein related items? You'll find it there, too. They've got freezers filled with ready-made food, too. You can just pop in the oven, pop it in the air fryer or the microwave. They've got mocktails, too. No booze this holiday season? Don't worry about it. You can still have the fancy drinks. They've got vitamins, supplements, and more. Give them a visit at 1314 Richmond Avenue, just east of Murray GM. That's Headley's Health Hut. All right, I'm just looking up how Jelly Roll lost all this weight. So he did all of the above. Now, he did have some medical help, some medical assistance, but he also introduced high-protein meals, exercise, and changed his lifestyle a whole bunch. Dropped the junk food, and we'll take a look at this new man. Jelly Roll, the headliner at this year's Dolphins Country Fest, his hair is gone.
I have been with my husband for going on 10 years now. I have never seen this man without his facial hair. Not one freaking time. And you guys know, as women, we get catfished because we don't know what the hell's under there. My husband, in honor
look at
of
him.
His shoot that he did today, is going to shave off his beard completely because now that he's also skinny, look at that freaking jawline. We want to see that jawline, right, ladies?
Listen, we know we're going to have to get some skin cut here. We're trying to see if a facelift might be in order.
No! Emily doesn't know that he's going to do this, so we're in here together. I'm not looking. Okay, he tried to just show me. I'm not looking until it's all done. All right, he just kicked me out of the room. Now I can't even freaking see it.
You want to see the goatee first? Just the goatee look?
Okay, I'm going to look up.
Once it goes, you'll never be seen.
Okay, so right now he has a goatee, so here we go. Oh my gosh. Baby, it looks really good.
Whatever goatee is my next thing.
Dude, baby. Oh my God, the cop stash is fire, baby.
Flavor saver?
You look no flavor savers, I'll kill you. You look so fine, dude. Love it?
I love it, buddy. I can't believe it. That's where it went south.
All right. The mustache was fire. The total naked face, it's not terrible. Let me see. It's not terrible. It's not terrible.
Oh my God, I'm going to cry. I don't like this.
Did she cry? Oh no.
I don't know if I'm laughing or if this is really sad.
I gotta show you guys something, okay?
Okay. What is that?
Whoa.
Wow.
No.
I've never seen your face before. What the fuck? I'm scared. Oh my God, no. I'm scared.
Yeah, so again, he did this for a photo shoot. He weighed 550 pounds. He was almost 600 pounds. Wow. He said that when you spend your whole life being obese, your first instinct isn't, I want to be big. It's like, I'd actually like to improve my life. And he did. He said he was over 300 pounds coming out of school. He says, soon I'm going to be well under 300 pounds, and that's the first time since school he has been this thin. I was reading yesterday that they are probably 18 months to 2 years away from the Ozempic, Wegovy, whatever it is, the semaglutide coming in a pill form. I think right now a lot of people don't want to do an injection, but the pill, they're saying it's 2 years away. We will see it in our lifetime. I never thought we'd see a fat pill. Then I never thought we'd see a pill that would cure boing, 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 boing. You know what I'm talking about? Remember those days?
I'm an old man now. I'm in my 80s. And my bedroom days are now behind me.
Then all of a sudden, boing, 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 boing. Viagra. Viagra. Whoa, game changer. He is down well over 200 pounds. He's lost half his body weight. It is incredible. Good for you, man. Jelly Roll doesn't seem to fit, though, for a name. That's the only thing, eh? Veggie Roll. Veggie Roll's better. The lead singer of Lone Star, Restless Heart, and Little Texas, all three bands, will be performing at Skydancer Friday, March the 20th. So if you're a fan of 90s country, you had best get your tickets. They went on sale yesterday, by the way, to the frontmen at Skydancer Casino, home of the beautiful, beautiful indoor water park there, Turtle Island Adventure Park, gorgeous indoor water park for you and your family, and the Turtle Mountain, the Turtle Island Adventure Park also includes the beautiful new trampoline park there, too. So get yourself a room at SkydancerCasino.com. Go down, check things out for yourself. It is not far at all, just 90 minutes south of Brandon, just west of Belcourt. You will enjoy yourself, and they'll treat you right at the Skydancer. And Murray Chevrolet Cadillac Buick GMC Certified Service Express, where a donation is made to the Bear Clan Helping Hands and Samaritan House every time you get your oil changed. And again, comes with peace of mind, knowing that your winter driving is going to be pretty flawless when you visit the crew at Murray Chevrolet Cadillac Buick GMC Certified Service Express. 1500 Richmond Avenue in Brandon. Thanks for hanging out with me on A Taste of Tuesday. Thanks for sharing your morning with us. And we'll see you again tomorrow for a Hump Day Wednesday. You guys have an awesome day, and we'll see you again tomorrow morning.
Thanks for listening. For more on the food, fun, places, and mayhem we talked about on today's show, visit TylerGlennShow.com.
This fall in love with Cozy. Nothing says autumn like wrapping up in the rich, warm colors of Minky Couture. From golden ambers to deep burgundy and rustic browns, Minky blankets bring the beauty of the season right into your home. Perfect for crisp evenings, family time, or gifting someone special. Fall in love with Minky and shop your favorite fall colors today at MinkyCouture.com. This fall in love with Cozy. Nothing says autumn like wrapping up in the rich, warm colors of Minky Couture. From golden ambers to deep burgundy and rustic browns, Minky blankets bring the beauty of the season right into your home. Perfect for crisp evenings, family time, or gifting someone special. Fall in love with Minky and shop your favorite fall colors today at MinkyCouture.com.